Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and can't thank you enough for hanging out with us tonight. And real quick, before we get to the show, a quick thank you to Kat Kramer and, of course, Julie Rogers-Pamilia, who joined us last week. And Julie will be back because we got cut off in the middle of a conversation. So, but tonight, I'm so excited to welcome back. He may not remember coming back, but I remember him being on the show. Actor, producer, impressionist, artist. He has done everything. I can't imagine what more he's doing, but I'm excited that he's doing something new that we talked about last time he was here. So I can't wait to talk to him about that. And he's also the son of America's mom. And I hope everybody had a happy Mother's Day yesterday. And he is the son of Mrs. C from Happy Days, Marion Ross. So welcome to the show, Jim. Welcome, everybody. Jim Meskimen. How are you, sir?
Hey, great to hear from you. Thank you. I have to correct you on one thing. I'm actually not a producer.
Oh, God. All the things you've done, you've produced. This is you're a producer.
I
yes,
have produced
you are.
Something. That's true. I've produced yes. Bucket loads of sweat.
Well, your impressions are phenomenal. Your acting is fabulous, too. And, you know, I hate to sometimes some people think that, you know, just because your mom was Marion Ross that you had it easy. I don't think you did. I mean, you had to work hard to get where you are.
Yeah, I mean, my mother was in a television series, but it wasn't like I was going to be able to just walk into a TV series. I certainly would have done it if I could have, but
of course.
It's not the way it works. In Hollywood, you have to actually prove, it's like anywhere, to really have a long-lasting career, I think you have to prove that you know what you're doing and find your own audience and make your own opportunities.
And you've done that, and you've done that in more ways than one. You know, I got to ask you this. Now, you're a trained artist and cartoon. Had you not picked up on voices, do you think that's the way you would have went, or acting is the way to go? I mean, you've got so many different – you're multi-talented, so.
Well, I started off as a professional cartoonist illustrator, so that was how I managed – you know, I taught myself to draw when I was a kid. I was a little kid who would, you know, in school that would do the cartoons for the school paper or whatever. And I really had great designs to be a professional cartoonist. And I became one, and I designed cartoon characters for the that original Thundercats TV show,
right.
The animated TV show, which a lot of your listeners are probably familiar with.
Yeah,
I was the main character designer there for about a year. But when I was in my 20s, I decided that I really wanted to do something a little more social because all the art training I'd gotten was great, but it was very isolated. And for me, I was, especially in my 20s, I was like, man, I'm lonely.
Yeah.
And I do love
yeah.
performing. So I sort of set it aside. And as soon as I could get out of it as a job, I segued into doing commercials and voiceovers and improv theater and all stuff that was super fun and very social with a lot of people.
Right. Well, doing your impressions to yourself while you're drawing is no fun, right? But
it's lonely. It's lonely. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. This is out of curiosity for me. When you were a cartoonist back then, it obviously wasn't so high. Now, have you ever dabbled in the opportunities that are available to artists that are online now? I mean, it's not actually drawing anymore. You know what I mean? It's all computer.
Well, there's stuff that is not drawing at all. That's true, like with the AI-generated images and stuff. I'm not
interested in that.
I do like the activity of drawing and painting. I like sculpture, too. I like actually physically, you know, putting pencils and charcoal on paper. But I also do a lot of digital work, and I still do that today because it's so fast, and I can do it if I'm on a plane. I don't have to bring little, you know, tubes of paint along or anything like that, and which is kind of awkward. I've done it, but it's not the best. And
right.
So I do actually I run a little contest on my for people who get on my mailing list. I have a cartoon contest. If you go to jimmeskimen.com and get on my mailing list, you'll find out about a monthly contest where I draw a cartoon and you caption it, and the best caption wins a prize. And so I've been doing that since about 1986. And
I
keep my hand in.
Yeah, you didn't tell me that last time you were here. That's cool. That's great. I can't
There's
wait to let everybody know about that.
I didn't want to inundate you with too much.
Yeah, well, you know, just because you're married doesn't mean you can't share with another woman. Anyway, but I got to mention that it's. I'm writing it down. Caption contest to the card. I'm writing it.
Yeah,
I'm going to share it later.
Yeah, if you go to jimmeskimen.com. I also put it up on Instagram and YouTube, but the way to actually submit your captions. And the prize
right.
is nice, and you get a little certificate with your name on it and the cartoon, and it's fun. It's just real fun.
Oh, that's a great idea and so sweet. I mean, how thoughtful. That's so nice of you to do, Jim. I can't wait to share that with folks. That's really cool. I like that.
Yeah,
I may enter myself.
Yeah, I have to say, it's tricky. I don't have, like, an answer in mind. I just draw some weird scene. And people come up with wonderful captions, but I don't have, it's not like they're trying to match my idea what the proper one or the right one is. They're just like, come up with something funny.
Whatever works, whatever's funny. Right. Listen, I know we've got so much to talk about, but I am loving you and Mom on TikTok. I am loving you guys on there. I don't know if you've seen my comments.
Yes, absolutely. We get a lot of comments. Whenever I put up a TikTok with Marion, you know, people love her from Happy Days, and I get, you know, 20,000-30,000 comments, I think, of people just saying, I love you. You look so great, Mrs. C.
Right.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if I told you last time, but I think last year she was on the show for Mother's Day. So I'm curious, did you have a lovely day yesterday with Mom?
We did. Yesterday we had a lovely day full of mothers. My own wife, who is a mother, prepared breakfast, a brunch for everybody. My sister, who is a mother, came over. My own mother, my mother-in-law, came over too. And we just had a great time. And Marion had a swell time. Our garden, because it's been raining out here continuously about 4 months, it just stopped.
Wow.
Our garden has never looked this great. It's just a burst with flowers and greenery, and we just had it was perfect for Mother's Day.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day. It really was, even over here on the East Coast. It was just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But, I took Mother's Day off this year. I said, I'm going to take it off this year.
Because
I remember last year she came on. Yeah, she came on, and I was like, am I crazy doing a show one day when I'm a mother? Anyway, I love it so much. I have so much fun. But now, my God, for those of you who don't know, Jim has been in Apollo 13, Nixon. I mean, he's worked with Ron Howard as well, with obviously Apollo 13, The Grinch. I mean, you're just doing so much. And now, last we spoke, it wasn't out yet, but now the Big Door Prize is out on Apple. So I'm excited. I love the premise to that.
Yeah, the Big Door Prize is out. Season one is out, and believe it or not, we've already shot season two.
Wow.
And that will come out eventually, and so far, very good responses to it. It's a sort of a fantastical comedy. I would say it's sort of, imaginative and very, very funny, but also kind of dramatic. And it stars Chris O'Dowd, a wonderful Irish comic actor, who's a lovely, lovely performer. I play his father, and so I've had to learn how to speak sort of in the same type of Irish accent that Chris O'Dowd. Of course, he does it much better than I do, but then, you know, he actually grew up wherever it is that they talk like this.
Right, right.
And it's a lot of fun to work on.
Yeah, well, whole idea of it, I mean, can we share what it is?
Sure.
I mean, go ahead. You tell them. It's your thing, not mine.
Yeah, yeah. I'm used to telling it. It's easier, but it takes place in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say exactly where or what part of the country,
right.
But we can imagine it's a small town somewhere in the
USA,
maybe the Northeast the South somewhere, and there's this interesting fortune telling machine. It's very high tech. It's called the Morpho.
Yeah, yep.
It's got a big Morpho butterfly on it. It's blue, and it lands or appears. It doesn't land. It just sort of appears one day in a small grocery store in this town. And people start going in, and they plop their quarters in, and they follow the instructions, which include, you know, giving your fingerprints and your social security number
everything.
To this machine, and then it spits out a little blue card, like a credit card that has what your true destiny should be on this card printed there.
Right.
And people receive this card, and it either means something to them, or it confuses them, or it causes them to make huge changes in their life, or they puzzle over it. And everyone in the town suddenly has this in common because they can't resist. There's something that pulls them towards that machine.
Right.
And I play a character who is, as I said, Chris O'Dowd, who was a teacher. Chris O'Dowd's a teacher, and I play his father, and I'm an accountant, but I get the card that says male model. And so it's a big change for me, but I embrace it 100% and let my accounting firm go. And my wife, who's played by a wonderful Tony Award-winning actress, she gets a card that says healer. Now, she's already a doctor. So that seems kind of on the nose, but then she takes it to mean something completely different.
Right.
And she decides that what we should do is get divorced, and she should go to Europe for a while. So it's a really interesting tale of, of what people do when they're – sorry?
No, go ahead.
It's an interesting tale, story about following people and what they do when they're wrestling with this question of what is my purpose, what should I be doing in my life.
Right. Well, can you imagine if this something like that really existed, and when you get the card and it says, oh, you're going to be the president of the United States, and then it just like twists your mind saying, that's what I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to do it. And if that could actually happen, I mean, and the fact that, you know, I watched a few episodes and saw that, you know, just think about it, right? I mean, imagine how happy the world would be.
Right.
Like you said, it's a fantasy. I kind of felt like Fantasy Island in small town USA in today's times. Total different, atmosphere and theme, obviously. But did we reach the? The first season's over, what episode are we on now on Apple?
The final season of the final episode of the first season should be out this Wednesday, just so in a couple of days.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So 10 episodes.
Yeah, 10 episodes. Yeah.
And then you already started filming the second.
We're done.
The second season.
We just finished filming the second season, so those will be, I don't know, they haven't announced when those are going to fire, hopefully soon. People enjoy it.
Well, go check it out, folks. It's really, really a great premise, something somewhat off the wall and done very well.
Yeah.
So it definitely is something you might be interested in, if fantasy, like you said, dramatic and comedy at the same time, and fantasy all wrapped up in one. It's really something. Now,
And there's some really wonderful performers in it, too. I have to say the acting is fantastic, and it looks pretty. It's a nice show to watch. It's beautifully shot. And it's based, people might think, oh, the Big Door Prize, that sounds like a game show, but it actually comes from a song lyric originally, a John Prine song called In Spite of Ourselves.
Mm.
And then there was a book that a fellow wrote, and he called it the Big Door Prize, and that's what it's based on. So there is no door prize. It really
right.
refers to one's own accomplishments in one's life, you know, and one's purpose, really.
Right. And if you really want a Big Door Prize, go to do the captioning contest at jimmiskimmitt.com.
That's right.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Jim is a fantastic impressionist, and if you go check out his reel, you can see all the different voices he can do. I don't know if you want to share any with us. Oh, how's Donald Trump feeling today, Jim?
Everybody does Donald Trump. I guess I got my own impression. Not one of my top. I'm fantastic at it. Don't get me wrong. I'm fantastic, but he's not one of my big ones.
Tell you what I love to do. People always respond to my Robin Williams impression. That's one that always sort of makes people feel, oh, you know, they get the feels, which is good these days. You know, so many things deadening your nerves. It's nice to get the feels, don't you think? Even if it's kind of a little bit woebegone. But, and then lately, people have been telling me they really enjoy hearing me do Patrick Stewart. And there's something wonderful about portraying Picard at the odd moment, you know, just to sort of take charge, make it so.
How's Christopher Walken feeling these days? I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yeah, he's great. He's busy, you know. He's working round the clock. He's a guy who's sat on the, you know, on the bench for a long time, but now he's in the game all the time.
Oh, very good.
In and
You're
out of
great.
Left field.
You are
thanks.
Great.
Thank you.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
God.
I appreciate it. This is, I like to do Robert De Niro also because, you know, every now and then it's good to express just how kind of, you know, kind of disenchanted and impatient a person can be. So, you know, there's that. We can move on from there.
Great job. Well, other than Robin Williams, have you ever actually met any folks that you do impressions of, and what have they said to you?
I did. I met that Sam Elliott one time, and I just come off from some kind of a job where they wanted a Sam Elliott sort of read, and I was so excited by the fact that my mentor, as it were, was sitting right there in the studio I wandered into. I had to come up and tell him. I made the mistake of doing my Sam Elliott impression of Sam Elliott, which is it's not a winning proposition, you know, because he does it better than just about anybody.
Yeah, we think.
And
right?
then I've met Ron Howard also. I know Ron Howard pretty well, and I know he's aware that I do his voice for various things every now and then. And it's just, you know, I always come from a position of respect and trying to, and not necessarily make fun of people, but just trying to embody their personality if I can, just for a few seconds.
Wow, who needs AI when you got Jim Meskimen around? Oh my goodness, my goodness.
There's a lot of people that say who needs Jim Meskimen when there's a lot of AI around, but we'll see.
Well, let's hope it doesn't get to that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Let's hope it doesn't get to that. Any other voices that you plan on putting in your repertoire anytime soon or that you're working on to put into your show?
Oh, I'm always looking for things. You know, things come up and people pop into my life one way or another. I watch them on something and I go, oh, that'd be a good voice to master. I'm writing, rebooting my live show. I have a live show called Jimpressions. And I've been working on that. I had to reboot the whole thing after the pandemic because the world has changed so much.
Yeah.
So I'm putting that together, and that'll have a lot of new voices and a lot of people that people haven't necessarily heard me do. And I think it's just kind of fun for an audience to witness someone changing their personality on a dime. There's something
right.
I think it's entertaining, but it's also, I think, validating in a strange way that everybody has the ability to change their persona, to change their viewpoint, maybe is a better word. And that's how we get along in life. That's how we establish agreement with people. We sort of change our minds and we sort of agree with them and they agree
right.
with us. And that's how we build things. So anyway, it should be a really super fun show and I'm knee deep in it right now.
Very good. Very good. Now, last time you were here also, not only were you talking about door prize being coming out, but you were working on your online class, and I see you launched it finally. I'm very happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, the online course, How to Be a Working Actor, is live. It's at jimworkingactor.com, jimworkingactor.com. And, you know, quite a few people have done it, and I think I've got some good reports. It's a series of videos that we talked about it before, where I outline all the successful things that I've done over the years to keep working as an actor.
Yeah.
It's easy
yeah.
sometimes to get started, but harder to keep going and to keep
right.
keep the jobs coming in. And anyway, that's what I addressed, along with how to start and how to keep things going, how to keep yourself interested in it, how to create demos and all these various things that one has to do.
Where to find auditions and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
you said it's a live course, or does somebody purchase it and then they watch it in their leisure, or do they have to watch
yeah,
it live?
Yeah, no, they purchase it and then they watch the videos. They can have access to all the videos, watch them as often as they like. There's an
mm-hmm.
e-book or two, actually three e-books that they also get, and they can read those whenever they want. And
mm-hmm.
I also have a course in how to do voiceovers and how to get a voiceover career going. And even
wow.
a course in how to do impressions if people are interested. So that's all.
Very cool.
I believe that's all at Jim Meskimen, or it's, no, sorry, jimworkingactor.com.
Working actor. Yeah, jimworkingactor.com, folks. Yeah. Did you do that all yourself, or
no.
did you seem pretty
no,
technical?
No, I had quite a bit of help, yeah.
No,
I mean, I wrote it all myself.
Right,
I
but did you hire somebody
together.
To put it together for you, or you did it all on your own? Because you seem techie.
Oh, thank you. No, I worked with a producer who puts together online courses, and he helped me to put it together, and we did it together, yeah.
Very nice, very nice. Well, Jim, what are the plans now, unfortunately, with a writer's strike going on? What are you doing? What's going on with that? I know everybody's kind of at a standstill now.
Yes, now we're out on the streets picketing, so I'm going to be joining the writers on the picket line later this week. My sister's a writer, producer, and hopefully the committees will get together and reach some sort of consensus soon, because it's certainly in L.A. we feel the impact of it a lot. I think it's, you know,
right.
it's probably not terribly uncomfortable for a week or two, but, you know, the longer it goes, the nastier it is, so... Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some sort of consensus reach. So what I'm doing is I'm just making order in my life. I'm helping to go out on the streets and picket, and I'm continuing to work on my own projects and looking forward to auditioning for shows again.
Right, right. Well, without
I managed
the
to get
writer...
in a couple of shows before the strike started. So I went to Chicago
good.
About 3 weeks ago and worked on Chicago Fire. Just an episode of that show,
mm-hmm.
and then I did the final episode, for me anyway, of the Big Door Prize in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked right up until about the time that the pistol went off, but I'll be much happier when we're all back to work again.
Right. It's always something. If it's not a pandemic, it's a writer's strike, and who knows what will be next. World War III, I don't know.
It's challenging. Life on Earth is challenging for everybody. I don't know anybody that's having an easy time of it. I really don't.
No, I agree. But you know what? You make the best of it. You got to do what you got to do to keep your head above water, you know? I mean, like you said,
yeah.
There may be a writer's strike, but you're still doing stuff behind the scenes on your own and making things happen. You got to do it. You can't just sit on your laurels and let the world take control of you. You take control of your own world, but not you,
yeah.
obviously. I'm talking about in general to everybody out there. But
believe me, I've sat on my laurels, and it's an uncomfortable experience. Yeah, I'm putting a lot of stuff on TikTok and Instagram, too, with my daughter and my mom, and we're just staying really busy that way, keeping in touch with people.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know as well, I mean, Jim, his entire family is in the industry. Again, mom is Marion Ross, his daughter, actress Taylor Meskimen, his wife Tamara Meskimen, and now your sister's a writer as well. I didn't know that. You said, I believe you said, right? No,
yeah, she's
a
very, very successful writer-producer, Ellen Kramer. She worked on Friends for 5 years. She has an Emmy.
Get out. Yeah, I know the name then. Yes, yes. When you said Ellen Kramer, that's what I thought of, Friends.
That's right. That's right. So she's had a terrific career, but she's probably out picketing right now in Burbank somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least the weather is being cooperative. know, so and it finally stopped raining, right? So
that's right. That's right.
Imagine just picketing in the rain. The rain and the freezing cold. But
yeah. It looks good though. It makes good photos.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, guys, go check it out. I mean, this sounds fun. The JimMeskimen.com, go and caption his cartoon contest. That sounds great. If you're interested in voiceovers and just becoming a working actor and impressions, you have this online course now, JimWorkingActor.com. I mean, you are so busy, my friend. My goodness. God bless you.
Thank you. Well, I've had a very lucky life. I'm very grateful, and I love to share what I know and what I can do. And if I can make people laugh or learn something, I'm just super happy and honored to share.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. More people should think like you and be like you, I should say. But, Jim, is there anything else that we should all know about before we say hasta pasta here?
Oh, I just watched The Big Door Prize. Check it out. It's on Apple TV Plus. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, I think you have to subscribe to that. So it might be that's something for you to try out if you're not already a subscriber to Apple TV Plus. But The Big Door Prize is a really fun show. It's really what I'm promoting the most right now, and I think you'll like it.
Yeah, well, just go check out the trailer, and you'll see how much you'll like it too. I mean, plus your trailer, folks. Go check out Jim's trailer. He's got his own trailer for his voices that he does with his impressions, that he's great. And that's the – oh, God. What is it again, the name of your show? Pardon me, Jim.
Jimpressions.
Jimpressions. Oh, how could I forget? How could I forget? I love it. Jimpressions. It's a great idea to name it that. I love it. How could it escape me, I should say. But Jim, what a pleasure again to have you on, and please come back anytime. And everybody, go check out The Big Door Prize on Apple Plus, and go to JimMeskimen.com and also JimWorkingActor.com, and just find out, go into Jim's world, and he is more than happy to welcome you in. And go check out him and his mom, Marion Ross, on TikTok. They're the cutest, just adorable content. I love it, and everybody loves seeing it, Jim. Please tell Marion that everybody loves her.
I will. I absolutely will. And thank you so much. It's been a really nice conversation.
Yes, thank you, sir, and please come back anytime. It's always a pleasure. I consider you a friend to the show. You've been here at least two or three times now.
That's right, Joanne. I'm sure I have, yeah.
Yeah, so please come back anytime, and we'd love to have you back.
Okay. Next time I have something exciting to talk about, I'll just pop in again.
When you wake up in the morning, that's exciting. You could talk about
that.
No, I'm kidding. I'm only kidding. Jim, thank you so much. Everybody, Jim Meskimen, go to www.jimmeskimen.com or www.jimworkingactor.com to get on his online course. And you're talking to a professional here, guys. This guy's been through it all since he's a kid. He knows it. He knows it. He's been, done it, seen it, and lived it. So you want to learn how to do it? Go to JimWorkingActor.com. If anybody can tell you, Jim Meskimen can. He's your man. Jim can do it. No, Jim can't do it. No one can. As you can tell, I was never a cheerleader, I guess, right? But I'm cheering for
Thanks,
you
Joanne.
Always. Jim, thank you so much. Take care. It was a pleasure, sir. Have a good night and good luck with the first strike. And let's hope we all get back to work with somewhere. Whoever needs work, let's get back to work.
Okay.
All right. Jim, thank you very much. Take care, everybody. Jim Meskimen. Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I was curious to know what they did for Mother's Day, because Marion Ross, his mother, was on last year for Mother's Day. And this year I was going to see if I could get a famous mother on the show. And I said, no, I'm taking off. I'm tired. I said, I'm a mother too. But I just love talking to you guys, so it's all right. But, Jim's a great guy. This is definitely at least his second, for sure, third possible time he's been on the show. And like I said, last time we were on, he was telling me about the Big Door Prize was coming up. And it finally, it looks really good. It really does. I mean, if you're not interested to go and get Apple Plus without knowing, go to YouTube, check out the trailer, the Big Door Prize, and you'll definitely want to subscribe. Or I don't know how you get it. I guess you pay for it. I don't know. I don't do Apple Plus, but I have it on the TV, so. It's in my package, so whatever. I don't know how to do it on the computer. I guess you would have to pay for it if you do it that way. I don't know. As you know, I'm not techie, so whatever. But, he was talking about his course that he was going to be doing, and I was so interested because I want to do a course as well, but not anything related to the show or anything like that, a different type of course. And he did it. I can't believe he finally did it, and it's an online course on how to become a working actor. It's got special courses in voiceovers and even impressions, and tells you how to go out there and become a voiceover artist, or, you know, get the jobs, get the gigs, and where to get them and how to find them and stuff related to that. If you're interested in becoming a voiceover artist or an impressionist or even a working actor. I mean, like I said, Jim is, since he's a child, he's been around it with his mom, his family, just in general, and he's worked with the best. Ron Howard, you can't work with anybody better than that. So, just an amazing guy, a lot of fun. And if you want to see more of his impressions, he does his show called Jim Pressions. You can find that on YouTube too. Jim Pressions, of his stand up with his impressions. And he also has a little reel out on YouTube with his impressions too. So, and what's great stuff. Great stuff. And like I said, go check out the trailer to the Big Door Prize, and you'll definitely want to check it out. It's an interesting premise where it's just like, imagine if that existed, where you went somewhere, you paid a dollar or whatever, 50 cents, put it in the machine, the card spits out and says, well, this is what you should be doing in your life. And then you totally change your life to become that person. And that's what this is all about. Almost, like I said, almost like a fantasy island, but not the island, no tattoo, whatever. Anyway. But, again, go to jimmeskimen.com, M-E-S-K-I-M-E-N, jimmeskimen.com, and www.jimworkingactor.com if you want to get in on this course and check out the Big Door Prize. And, I'm definitely going to check this out. I may submit for this cartoon caption contest at jimmeskimen.com. He draws a cartoon, and you submit a caption, and he picks the winner. He said he's got a nice prize. I don't know what it is, but I didn't want to ask because you never know. It could change. So anyway, we got a bunch of stuff going on, and I unfortunately am overwhelmed and haven't had an opportunity to get the calendar updated, but we're taking care of it tonight. Everybody will be updated this week. Wednesday, we've got Julie Rogers Palmieri's coming back because we're having such a great conversation, and we got disconnected. So I think it's my microphone. I'm not sure. I got a new one, and it didn't work tonight. We did a test. It didn't work. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, if I'm doing something wrong or what. But right now, everything sounds good tonight. We were having a rough start before we got on the air. Jim's phone was going in and out, and my connection was going in and out as well. But anyway, we're good. We're good. It sounded really good. I think it did. It sounded good to me, the levels and everything. But, and then we got Tana Douglas will be joining us. The 19th is the Village People over at the Bergen Pack, if you want to go check it out. That's in Englewood, New Jersey. I'm excited on the 21st. Both Donaldson from Donaldson and the Haywoods will be joining us. Billy Don't Be a Hero fame. But I actually loved other songs that did. I liked the flip sides. When I would get the 45s or an album, I listened to the entire thing. And that's how I enjoy my music. I didn't just buy it for a hit, so I listen for the hits. And I'm excited about another TikTok. Not that Jim is a TikTok known on TikTok, but him and his mom Marion Ross are doing some really cute content on TikTok. So if you're on TikTok, go check them out. You can enjoy those. But I've got Mayor Boom Boom Paisani. I don't have it in front of me. Her name. I'm probably butchering it. I'm sorry, Mayor. Mayor does some hysterical political content on TikTok. She speaks the truth, but with laughter, and it's great. And she's also a comedian, musician, so we're going to have a lot of fun with Mayor. I can't wait to hang out with her. I'm going to play a couple of tunes of hers. And then we've got the holiday coming, so that's going to do it for us. Until the 30th, when we're going to have back everybody's favorite psychic, Michelle Palmieri, will be back on the 30th. So I promise you the calendar will be up this week. And I'm sorry that we're behind. I apologize. It's just been a lot going on. So anyway, I hope you guys had a good night, good time tonight. I did. Jim's always a pleasure to hang out with. And he's a nice guy and a lot of fun. So anyway. See us on Wednesday when we welcome back Julie Rogers Palmieri. We're going to talk to her. She is the granddaughter of Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. We were hanging out and we were having a great conversation and we got disconnected. So we're going to finish that conversation, but we'll start fresh and probably hit other things too. So, all right, listen, have a good night. We'll see you Wednesday. I'm going to play this because I feel like it. And too bad if you don't like it. No, I'm only kidding. No, it's a great tune. I love it. Have a good night. Thank you, Jim Meskimen, jimmeskimen.com. And what is the other website? Jimworkingactor.com. So go to jimmeskimen.com and jimworkingactor.com and check out the Big Door Prize on Apple Plus. Take care, everybody. Have a good night. We'll see you on Wednesday with, I'm losing my mind, with Julie Rogers Palmieri. All right, take care. Bye-bye. Thanks. Have a good night.
Hey, well, I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? Got pictures, got candy, I'm a lustful man. Take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. But now I'm sure you know that I love ya. I need ya. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'm gonna take you to a Hollywood. But if you wanna see just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want ya, got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
know I love you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.